On Thursdays, we read from your email, and we begin today with reaction to yesterday's interview with John Kiriakou. He's the former CIA agent who was part of the team that questioned al-Qaeda terrorism suspect Abu Zubaydah in 2002.
Kiriakou told me that he now sees waterboarding as torture, and he doesn't think Americans should do it, but he also felt it was effective.
As objectionable as waterboarding might be, it worked in that case. And I firmly believe that American lives were saved because of it.
I was disgusted and amazed today, wrote Steve Grant of Pasadena, Maryland, that Mr. Siegel did not challenge the assertion by Mr. Kiriakou that Americans should be proud that their government tortured people was extremely disturbing. Are we as a nation not in the least outraged by what our government has been doing in our name?
Lolly Hole of Richmond, Virginia, wanted to hear Kiriakou substantiate his claim that the waterboarding worked. She writes, I would like to know the substance of that information and which attacks it prevented. If it produced helpful results, what incentive does the U.S. have to curtail the use of this type of torture?
When the Federal Reserve cut interest rates on Tuesday, NPR's Adam Davidson explored cardboard production and how it relates to our nation's economy.
In that report, Joe Restifo at President Container explained a knob on his cardboard-making machine.
Well, you got the rabbit and you got the turtle. Well, the rabbit's fast, the turtle's slow, obviously. We don't want that turtle to be around for very long.
And the report extended this picture as a metaphor for the economy.
Great job, exclaimed Mark Weinmeister of Norman, Oklahoma. Adam Davidson has redefined the concept of the economy from bulls and bears to turtles and rabbits. These are far more apt analogies to the economy than the speculative ones from the last century.
Our report on an experimental musician called Jandek sparked mixed reaction.
But if there's a moth winging out over the waves in the sunlight, then...
You've got to be kidding.
This is from Ted Argo of Portland, Oregon.
The music emperor has no ears. Jandek has the sense of rhythm, the sense of pitch, the sense of melody of a 3-year-old, nay, a 2-year-old who's gotten into the cough medicine.
But Michael Putlack of Loveland, Colorado, was elated. Thank you for your story, he writes. It has puzzled me why none of the major or even minor media outlets have covered Jandek at all. If anyone deserves to sell more CDs, it is Jandek.
Think something deserves our attention? Go to npr.org and click on the Contact Us button.
But you know there's more.